I'm Dr. Mkhize, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on COGTA. We're currently doing an oversight visit in the area of the Eastern Cape in pursuit of the observations around the customary initiation processes, in particular because the area of OR Tambo, Alfred Nzo have in the past recorded higher incidences of the deaths of initiates during this season. We have therefore visited several municipalities and received the report about the implementation of the new act, which is the Customary Initiation Act, that is supposed to help to guide in reducing the fatalities associated with the customary initiation. As far as we all understand it, this is an age-old culture that has been practiced over generations, run mainly by families under traditional leadership. In this particular area, the concern has been the numbers of deaths, which we believe are unnecessary, avoidable, and predictable. In this case, we have received a number of reports that indicate that at this stage, 12 initiates have actually lost their lives, with several of them having been hospitalized, and then a number of initiation sites that have been inspected by the joint traditional leadership and government departmental task teams. I must say that over the years, the OR Tambo Alfred Nzo area has almost been the epicenter of the deaths of the initiates, and there is an indication of an improvement over the years since there's been the implementation of this new customary initiation legislation. We, however, wanted to ensure that there is effective implementation of this act, largely in terms of the coordination of all the role players, as well as the support and injection of resources by government. The situation is encouraging, although it's still very disappointing that at this point, 12 initiates have actually lost their lives, with several of them that are still in hospitals. Amongst the challenges that we have spotted is also the relationship between the traditional leadership and the municipalities. Now, this is something that is occasioned by a problem in the implementation of the legislation that guides the operations of traditional leaders and their participation in the local municipalities. It's an issue that we're going to be taking up with the minister, because it actually does affect the cooperation of traditional leaders with the department or departmental officials at the level of the localities when the inspections being done, particularly if there has to be a rescue of the initiates that had to be conducted. You find that they are not able to get the cooperation of the local traditional Ngosi, because of the fact that they have not been participating in the municipality as the act has been amended. Now, it's a technical problem, but it's a very serious problem that needs to be attended to. Apart from that, indications of work being done to inspect the BOMAs is actually quite encouraging, but it is clear that more resources are needed, because some of the BOMAs are located in very inaccessible areas. I've walked into some of the areas. You drive in a very gravel, in a rough gravel road, and get to a point where you have to only move forward with 4x4s, and after that you have to walk long distances in a very difficult terrain. The topography is very steep, and you've got rivers to cross and bushes into to get into. Now, this is an issue that we need to be addressed, in particular to get the location of the bombers to be accessible so that if there are accidents, if there are challenges, then there's a rescue is not difficult to, you know, to be implemented. The other areas relate to the compliance with the medical screening. In this case, many of them, most of the initiators now getting the necessary screening, but there are instances where this actually is omitted, and we also have inexperienced surgeons, traditional surgeons and nurses who have recently been through initiation themselves and they're now wanting to pose as experienced you know, practitioners. And this has to be actually dealt with very strongly. The training that has been done of Ingcibi Amakhankatha have been, you know, quite satisfactory, but they need to net everybody who is involved, because it looks like some actually don't qualify to be allowed into this this operation. Then there's also the cooperation of parents who, in one instance, they will either they will report that the boys have moved without permission, and that needs to be discouraged. And anyone who operates on an initiate that has not got permission of the parents has to be acted on, and that the police and the traditional leaders are insisting now on that. But also there are families which allow the older brother to go for the screening and then pass the papers to the younger one, who then gives us a problem of underage initiation. Again, that needs to be acted upon very strongly. Then there are the biggest challenges are the causes of death. In this case, most of the causes of death are not really necessarily all related to the operations and the nursing care that is associated. They are related to misconception about you know, drinking water, so that there's a huge amount of dehydration that results in some of them dying of heat strokes, dying of you know, dehydration, kidney failures. And this has to be acted upon very strongly, because it's preventable and it's a matter of communication, so that, you know, the young initiates know that it's important for them to be well fed, well nourished and well hydrated during the process of going through all of these procedures. In addition, also the need for the medical screening is also a very important issue, so that people don't get taken into a stressful initiation when they've actually got underlying comorbidities and they need to be treated and they need to be observed at that kind of level. In some instances, as we have been visiting, we saw a number of people who have had to be taken into custody for not complying with the processes that are associated. In addition, we've had to call the doctors when they say that the surgeon doctor did the screening. We call the doctor to confirm, and then of course the doctors would deny, and then of course they have to be, you know, taken into task for that kind of situation. We believe there should be no need for any mutilation. There should be no need for deaths. There should be no need for, you know, complicated medical injuries that would happen on the individuals, mainly as a result of something that could have been prevented. And so we're still calling upon all those stakeholders to work together to stop the death of the initiates. The custom is old, is respected, and is practiced by communities. What is important is to make sure that our current medical expertise, our current governmental coordination and expertise should allow us to help to support communities to prevent the numbers of deaths that have taken place. So we continue with this process now, and our concern as the committee is that there should be no death of initiates for whatever reason, because we've got adequate medical expertise to be able to prevent all these deaths. And therefore, we continue as the committee to do the oversight visits. We will be tabling our report to Parliament to indicate what further steps we believe need to be recommended, so that we should have no initiates that are losing their lives. We support the slogan of the province that says, Mabaye bephila, babuye bephila. They must go into the initiation custom alive and they must return all alive. We support that, and really we believe that there's a huge amount of support and cooperation that we have experienced, and we believe they need to be encouraged so that we must get to a point where we are able to record zero deaths. Thank you very much.